Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside.
Special episode number 22, Christmas Wish 2010. Hello, I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show's Christmas Wish. We wanted to pop in and wish you all a wonderful Yule and holiday season with a little poem.
It's only going to be a small episode, because as a lot of you know, I'm going to go into hospital again. And this is brilliant news for us.
Yes, it is. Gary's been declared cancer-free, and they're going to put him back together again.
By the spring, apart from being a $6 million man, by the spring, I should be fully healed. And that means I'll have full concentration and we can travel around and I can do some more drumming.
Oh, yes, we've got to tell everyone about that.
Wow. That'll be some news for the new year. Hmm. But we can also make some more shows.
Which is wonderful. And hopefully we can crack on with the Mabinogion. I've been practising my Welsh accent.
Can't wait for that.
So let's move on swiftly and listen to Daryl from Willow's song. And his version of Silent Night, called Solstice Night.
Oh, yes.
Silent night, so
song is one of three that he made for a special Yule or Christmas EP. You can find out more details about Daryl and Willow's song in our show notes.
So, tell us about our little Christmas story.
Okay, well, it's sort of a story poem, really. One that sounds like one you'll probably know quite well. But it's just a little different.
Hmm.
Different enough to bring it into the realms of, shall we say, Celtic mythology.
Really? What's it called?
And it's called The Night Before Yuletide.
Oh, I see. Okay, then. Was the night before Yuletide, and all through the glen, not a creature was stirring, not a fox, not a hen. A mantle of snow shone brightly that night, as it lay on the ground reflecting moonlight. The fairies were nestled all snug in their trees, unmindful of flurries and a chilly north breeze. The elves and the gnomes were down in their burrows, sleeping like babes in their soft earthen furrows. When lo, the earth moved with a thunderous quake, causing chairs to fall over and dishes to break. The little folks scrambled to get on their feet and raced to the river where they usually meet.
What happened?
They wondered, they questioned, they probed, as they shivered in nightclothes, some bare-armed, some robed.
What caused the earth to shudder? What caused her to shiver?
They all spoke at once as they stood by the river. And then what to their wondering eyes should appear but a shining gold light in the shape of a sphere. It blinked and it twinkled. It winked like an eye. And then it flew straight up and was lost in the sky. Before they could murmur, before they could bustle, there emerged from the crowd with a swish and a rustle a stately old crone with a hand on a cane resplendent in green with a flowing white mane. As she passed by them, the old crone's perfume, smelling of meadows and flowers abloom, made each of the fey folk think of the spring. When the earth wakes from slumber and the birds start to sing.
I am called the Kyliop,
the old crone proclaimed in a voice that at once was both wild and tamed.
I've come to remind you, or you seem to forget, that Yule is a time of rebirth, and yet I see no hearth fires, hear no music, no bells. The air isn't filled with fragrant smells of cooking and roasting and simmering stews, or cider that's mulled, or other hot brews. There aren't any children at play in the snow, or houses lit up by candle glow. Have you forgotten, my children, the fun of celebrating the rebirth of the sun?
She looked at the fey folk, her eyes going round as they shuffled their feet and stared at the ground. And then she smiled a smile that brings light to the day.
Come, my children,
she said.
Let's play.
They gathered the mistletoe, gathered the holly, threw off the drab and drew on the jolly. They lit a big bonfire and they danced and they sang. They brought out the bells and clapped when they rang. They strung lights on the trees and bows, oh, so merry, in colours of cranberry, bayberry, cherry. They built giant snowmen and adorned them with hats and then surrounded them with snowbirds and snowcats and bats. And then just before dawn, at the end of their fest, before they went homeward to seek out their rest, the fey folk They gathered round their favourite oak tree and welcomed the sun neath the tree's finery. They were just reaching home when suddenly it came. The gold light returned like an arrow-shot flame. It lit on the treetop where they could see from afar. The golden-like sphere turned into a star. The old crone just smiled at the beautiful sight.
"Happy Yuletide, my children,"
she whispered.
"Good night." Lovely. I'm going to listen to that again when we're done.
It was good, wasn't it?
Sadly, I couldn't find the author of this lovely little poem, so we'd like to thank the anonymous author for writing this wonderful version of an old favourite for kids everywhere.
Kids of all ages everywhere,
actually. Yeah.
Well, along the same lines, our next piece of music is from Judy Pankhurst. Her bio says she makes the kind of music for kids all over the world whose parents value the innocence and joy of childhood. Totally terrific tunes with timeless lyrics about childhood experiences that resonate across the generations.
Sounds like Celtic families to me. Wonderful. So let's listen to The Magic of the Christmas Tree from Judy's new album, The House on Christmas Street.
Snow. You look up and you see it in the window. It's your Christmas tree making magic in the air. When your chores are done after dinner time, you sit back just to watch the twinkling light shine. It's your Christmas tree. It's the best one anywhere. Special ornaments you can't forget. It's your Christmas tree, holding memories of your life. You take the catalogs to make your Christmas list. Under the tree, wishing every wish, and the Christmas tree makes the wishes all come alive.
While we treasure the little ones around the tree and the joy they bring us, our families, close or far,
those unnamed, or maybe those known who could benefit from the warmth of our clan.
Agreed. A And now, just before we announce the winner of our last competition...
somewhat later than promised. Our apologies for that.
Let's hear from the Master Bard, who is now the Pendragon of the Order of Bards, Ovates and Druids.
Congratulations, Dave.
What is a Pendragon, anyway?
We'll have to ask him next time we speak to him.
Yeah, good idea. Because there's probably a lot of people out there that don't know.
No, I believe it's somebody who promotes the Order through song and story.
Cool. Okay.
But I could be... I stand corrected. I could be stand corrected because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to ask him. Yep, okay then. Let's hear his wonderful Yule song on Midwinter's Day.
Voices will sing for the rising sun on Midwinter's Day.
was Dave the Bard with the wonderful On Midwinter's Day from his album The Cauldron Born. Another quick bit of Dave news is that he's released a live album called As Nature Intended, and we hear it's amazing. You'll find links to it on the show in the show notes.
Fascinating stuff. Okay then, now for news of our competition. In our last special show, or a special show before the last one, I think, was it SP20, we asked the question, what is the Book of Kells also known as? And the answer was the Book of Kells is also known as the Book of Columba.
And the winner of the book Celtic Design by Aidan Meehan goes to Scott McGovern.
Yay! Congratulations, Scott. You'll be getting an email from us asking for your snail mail address so that we can send it to you. And thank you to everyone who entered. Smashing competition. We'd like to wish you a wonderful holiday season.
And thank you for all your support through the last year. And we will be back with you sooner than you know.
And so until the next time, we'd like to wish you many blessings. Until the next show,
which could be almost at any time, but hopefully in the spring.
Mm-hmm. And get ready for our new ending slogan. Ready?
Which is,
who will vower? You'll find out what it means in the show notes.
Have a fabulous Christmas.
Yeah. Cheers, folks. Yeah, all the gods were UFOs. I read Von Dedekind.
Let's move swiftly on and listen to Daryl's Ball.
Daryl's Balls? No. You really need to do that again.
Okay. And let's move swiftly on and listen to Daryl.
I gave up on the balls, it wasn't working.
Yes, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Podshow, available from CelticMythPodshow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodshow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You can find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkinstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.